Friends, listen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You and I are warring against wicked spirits. And that was a wicked spirit playing the role of Samuel. Am I really making it plain? That's Ephesians 6, verse 12, if you're taking references. Follow me now, friends. How many sins did the first king of Israel commit? He almost obeyed God, didn't he? He killed everybody except one man, isn't that right? Now, if I obey God in everything except one commandment, I know the Lord's going to obey me. I know the Lord's going to save me because I've obeyed him in everything but one commandment. You mean to say that the Lord is going to destroy me if I don't fully... Yes. You know, the Bible says that there were 603,550 men from 20 years old and upward who left Egypt to go into the land of Canaan. Do you know how many arrived in the land of Canaan? Two. Surely none of the men that came up out of the land of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, save Caleb, the son of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Why will they get there? For they have wholly followed the Lord. Two people got there, for they had wholly followed the Lord. If you and I ever get to the heavenly Canaan, we're going to have to wholly do what God asked us to do. Am I really making it plain? Oh, well, Spears, I can worship God just as well at home as I can at church. God says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. If you follow in the footsteps of Jesus, you can't stay home and worship him aright. Am I making it plain? Or 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Brother, sister, if you follow in the footsteps of Jesus, you can say, I'm not going to go. I can serve God just as acceptably here at home as I can at church. But you're going to miss a real divine blessing. I don't have time to go into tonight, but some night I'm going to show you how missing just one meeting, someone from this Bible became an unbeliever. So don't. If you want to become an unbeliever, just start staying away from the house of God with the people of God. Am I making it plain? You know, you can take a live coal from the fireplace and throw it aside, and it soon dies out. But if you leave it there with the rest of the coals, it glows for hours. How about it, brother, sister? We need Christian fellowship. Whatever the command is, brother, sister, you better obey God. I don't care how insignificant it is. His mother saith unto the serpents, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Say, that's a whale of a verse. St. John 2:5. This is the first miracle Jesus was performing, and his mother told those servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. That counsel is timely for tonight. Whatever God commands, you better do it. Otherwise, you cling to your own way and your sins, and you'll grieve God's Holy Spirit. Am I making it plain? I'm not through, though. I'm not through. Somebody says, Spears, how may I know that I haven't committed the unpardonable sin? I'll tell you in a few minutes, because I'm going to give you the rest of the story about this king. You haven't got the rest of it yet. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded of the archers. Then said Saul to his armor bearer, draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me. But his armor bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. So Saul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword and died. Now here a man filled with God's Holy Spirit loses the spirit, then goes to a medium, a spiritist medium, for counsel. At last, he commits suicide. Once in grace, always in grace. That's a doctrine of disgrace. Am I really making it plain? Listen, friends. Now, I'm going to tell you where I read. I read 1 Samuel 10, verse 6, verses 9 through 11. Then I read 1 Samuel 15, verses 2, 3, 9, 13 through 15. Then verses 22 and 3. Then chapter 16, verse 14. Then chapter 25, verse 1. Then I went to the 28th chapter of 1 Samuel, and I read from verses 6 through 14. Then, friends, I went to 1 Chronicles 10, verses 3 to 5, and verses 13 and 14. So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of her, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him and turned the kingdom unto David. Listen, friends, this is the end of the story of that man who committed the unpardonable sin. Am I making it plain? I've given from the beginning, filled with God's spirit, losing God's spirit, then committing suicide. You think he's going to be saved? Are you sure? Who said yes? Well, don't be afraid. That's right, be bold about it. 1 John 3:15 says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So you know Saul isn't saved. Am I making it plain? Anytime you kill yourself, you're a goner, brother. Well, there might be an exception to the rule if a person doesn't know, but he knew what he was doing. That was escapism. He'd been wounded. He didn't want those people to come and mistreat him, so he killed himself. Am I making it plain? A lot of people, when they get a lot of pain, they know they're going to die. They start taking a lot of pills and kill themselves quickly. Brother, sister, that's murder. What? Follow me carefully, friends. Follow me carefully. How do I know that I haven't committed the unpardonable sin? Listen carefully. If you can commit sin with impunity, and you have no remorse, you have much over which to be troubled. It may be you grieve God's Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of Christ through the ignorance that is in them, through the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling. You know, people get to the place where they're just callous. They get past feeling. Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Ephesians 4, verses 18 and 19. The 19th verse mentions people become past feeling. So if you can do wrong, and you have no remorse, and you don't feel bad about it, you'd better begin to trouble yourself and ask God, Lord, may the Spirit of God convict me of my sin. Or one may have open hostility toward God, toward the Word of God in the way of righteousness. That may be an evidence that he's grieved God's Holy Spirit away. Then I'll tell you another way. Just like the king, King Saul, after he disobeyed God, and Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Now that man was so deceived, he disobeyed God, but he was saying he's obeying God. I want you folk to know, when you hear the truth of God straight like I'm giving it from God's word, you may as well do something with it, because if you don't, you're going to have a strong delusion. Oh, come on, Spirit, you can say some hard things. I reiterate, you may as well listen and obey what you're hearing from this book, because I'm giving you the verse and the chapter. It's God speaking, not Spirit. And when you know God's truth and you toy with it and don't do anything with it, God will send you a strong delusion that you'll believe a lie, just like the first king of Israel. Now you want Bible for this, don't you? Well, here it is. 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 9 to 12 says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Brother said, you've got to love the truth if you want to be saved. For this cause, God, not Spears, not the church, for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness.